We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Marotti Show. Your host, Will Marotti. Matt Sorace, our master of ceremonies, and you, our beloved radio audience. What a great first hour. Good calls. Today's all caller Friday. We scheduled no guests intentionally. We want you to be the special guest. It's also first time caller Friday. We haven't done that in a while. If you've listened to the program, you've liked to call, you want to comment on something, or just say hello. First time in, I want to welcome you to call. You're going to call. Matt's going to answer the phone. He's going to tell you what to expect. And then he's going to put it on my giant computer call screen that you are a first-time caller. And then I, your host, will give you concierge radio service. And you'll love every bit of it. All right, let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Let's go to South Carolina. Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph.
Go ahead, Ralph. Good morning, Pastor.
Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Thanks for holding. Good morning. Yes, sir. A couple things, Pastor.
Turn your radio down.
I'm on the phone. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to add a couple of new items as far as a bank robber can only be called now someone making an unauthorized withdrawal. And also, if you're going to steal a car, then it's going to be called you just want to take it for a test drive. But the main reason I call, Pastor, if you notice, two shootings out in California.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, nothing on the news. They, like, disappeared because they were Asian on Asian.
Yeah.
And have you seen anywhere the weapons that were used in those shootings? Excuse me. There hasn't been one word about the type of weapon. So I'm guessing they weren't ARs, and so they didn't fit the narrative.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of put to sleep very, very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, of all people, I listened this morning to Geraldo Rivera make that point that, you know, you got a situation where the shootings and this police killing recently don't fit the narrative. The killers in both of those shootings, Asian, as you said, and the five police officers that have allegedly beaten a suspect to death are all black. And so what do you do with that? Right. It doesn't fit the narrative. So it's a problem for the folks, the anti-police folks, for sure.
But the Asian shootings, apparently one was a workplace.
Yeah.
And the other was something to do with, I guess, personal issues between the people, between the shooter.
It was a revenge thing. The workplace one, the guy had a history of workplace threatening. He tried to smother with a pillow his roommate three nights before the shooting took place. This guy was on the radar. They did nothing. That's the problem.
I didn't hear about it. But, I mean,
that's the problem.
This is a very
unstable individual, and it's too bad that it took place. Ralph, thanks for your call. Appreciate you holding. Let's go to Willington and Tom. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. I was just calling because I was concerned with Bishop Cody of the Archdiocese of New London in Norwich, basically shutting down their parochial school, having it shut down because of all the lawsuits against the pedophile priests.
Really?
I guess arousing that Deep River situation. So they had to close the school in order to pay for the lawsuits. So anyway,
wow.
So I was very concerned about that. Also, too, I was going to say, the Madison with that United Church of Christ having a drag queen. Show.
I covered that story. I had a friend send me the flyer for it. Gosh, yeah.
What is wrong with them? I've seen it. I know there's legislation now in Congress now by some Republican, I forget what his name is, to deem a drag show queen pageants and that as adult entertainment. So at least no children will be able to be brought to it by their misguided parents. And so I hopefully that passes and it's going to be called adult entertainment, just like strip shows and escort services. It's got
when the church is done, you can see if the Lions Club or the Elks or somebody was doing that, but a church was doing it. I'm thinking, I've said this for years. You want to have a singular point of blame for why the culture is so messed up? Blame the church, church universal. And now we got churches joining in on it with drag queens. I mean, God.
It's just disgusting in that. But I got other things to talk about, but I'll call another day.
Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. All right, bye now.
Thanks. 860-522-9842. Now, I've got a break here. I want to just do this. So this was something that Rudy brought up yesterday. I had not seen it. My crack researcher, LJ, brought it to my attention. Project Veritas, just does some of the best stuff ever, some of the greatest work, and James O'Keefe. They got a guy. His name is Jordan Tristan Walker. He is a Pfizer employee. A doctor. He graduated from Yale in 2013. He went to University of Texas Medical School. And his direct report is Mikhail Dolsten, who reports directly to Albert Bourla, who is the CEO of Pfizer. They've got this. Now, I don't know how it's going to come out. We checked the audio. I think it'll be all right. But this is just a little bit of this conversation, this unknown undercover Veritas reporter had with Mr. Walker, who is a researcher at Pfizer.
He is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this. We're exploring, how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating f-ing viruses. It's going to be, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate, it doesn't create something stones everywhere.
Something crazy.
Is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. They recommend not. But you do these selective directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
Okay. That's a revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're hearing as well.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
That was Dr. Robert Malone, who has had his run-in with social media. He's been deplatformed. He's been censored. He's very critical of COVID vaccines. All I can say is, more often than not, when Project Veritas releases something like this, they're accurate. They get it. They do the research. This there's no question based on the data they're providing. This is a Pfizer employee. If this is even talked, if this is even considered, what do you think? If this is really considered by this major pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, leader of the COVID mRNA vaccine, what do you think should be done? What should be done? Should they just be allowed to basically do what they want to do? Should they be allowed to, you know, mutate viruses themselves to try to then create new vaccines? Later in the video, it talks about the fact that they realize that the vaccines that are out now have virtually no effect on mutated versions of the original COVID-19. What do you think should be done? Who should do it? Is this just an ethical question? Is this a legal question, moral question? Should people be held responsible for this? Should there be a congressional investigation into Pfizer, into Moderna? Who I don't know. What do you think? 860-522-9842. That's the question. All caller Friday, first time caller Friday, in fact. That's a very disconcerting concept. The other thing we find out is that the NIH, again, this is Fauci's organization, the NIH failed to provide adequate oversight for the controversial research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The report is evidence that major failures in the past in NIH oversight of high-risk research on enhanced potential pandemic pathogens have happened. It's not just theory. This is a report that Rand Paul talked about this. This coming from Yahoo Business. The entire picture starts to look extremely disconcerting, says biologist Alex Washburn. He said this project on coronaviruses originated in bats, for which EcoHealth Alliance had been given a grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You heard the guy on the tape say it just doesn't pop out of nowhere like this, right? So a Georgetown public health law expert, Lawrence Gostin, said to the New York Times, "This is a damning indictment of the NIH. That this was allowed to happen and it wasn't provided, proper oversight wasn't provided." I mean, come on, what should happen? Do you not think it's possible? I know, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, this guy doesn't work for, I know all the things people are going to say. I'm going to tell you, I think it's possible because I think there's greed. There's ultra greed. Where there's more money, there's greed. The pharmaceutical companies have made billions and billions of dollars in the last 2 years. And guess what? The gravy train's slowing down because whatever strains are out there now, it's not nearly causing the problem that was predicted it was going to cause. And so consequently, what happens? Vaccine sales are down. Booster sales are down. The military lifted its vaccine requirement. Other companies have lifted vaccine requirements. So they're not making, they got used to making these windfall profits on vaccines from government money. They're not used to making it anymore. Do you not think greed has something to do with their motivation? I don't know. I'm just saying. Let's go to Ellington and Tony. Tony, welcome to the show.
Pastor Will, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I have a comment on, you know, that the story you were just talking about. This Pfizer director, he was a researcher at the Development and Strategic Operations, you know, and he says they're discussing mutating the coronavirus in the lab so that they can make new boosters. And then he says right after that, this will be a cash cow for years to come. And he says it even gets better because they have a revolving door between the FDA and Pfizer, which makes it easy for them to get the approvals. They go back and forth between the two companies. You know, then they're getting around the gain of function thing, which is basically illegal around the world, and they call it directed evolution. I mean, this is like pure evil.
No, it is. And I'm telling you, but that revolving door problem is a problem not only in the pharmaceutical world, it's also a problem in the military world, because that same scenario has been happening for years. Government officials retiring, going right into civilian contractor positions with the military. It is again, it shouldn't be allowed. I think it's as bad as paid lobbyists. That it should be, there ought to be at least, I think, minimal 2-year window before you can leave a company and go work for a government agency or vice versa. I think there ought to be a two-year window, maybe a 5.
Did you hear, I think this was last week, there was this woman doctor, one of supposedly highly respected ones, when this corona thing all started, and they said people should lose their rights if they don't take these shots and all that. And then she changed her tune about 6 months ago, saying that she was wrong. And then last week, which it basically got no airplay, she says that the United States has overestimated their coronavirus deaths by 70%. Which means did you see anything on the news about this?
I did see an article written by our good friend Jazz Shaw on that very thing on hotair.com 2 weeks ago, that they completely overestimated. Figure it out, Tony. For 2 years, the flu, which we've had around for 100, the flu just disappeared from the planet Earth. And everything was corona. Everything was COVID-19. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, and I personally know 1, 2, 3 strokes, 1 dead, 1 heart problem.
Yeah.
1, 2 now who have problems walking up hills and other things.
Yep.
And the problems are still going on. Mm. And they hurt a lot of people with these shots. And the media just, They won't even talk about it. There's like 1,000. Sorry, what was that?
I was going to say it came out too quickly and wasn't test enough. So what did they do? They tested it live on 5 billion people. That's what they did.
There's a website where you can go look. There's like one. Last time I looked, it was close to 1,000, like 300 athletes around the world who have basically just dropped and they're dead. And they list their name, the country, what happened to them, and then it lists a link to all the articles and wherever they live around the world, the news article, what happened to them. So it's not something somebody made up. And I started looking at it like, oh, my God, you can read every single one and all the news links and everything. Not a peep around the world.
No.
Nothing in the news.
No, because the mainstream media is going to carry the water. Tony, I'm going to let you go. Got some other calls. Thank you so much. Let's go to Springfield and Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. There would be one way to speed up the Pfizer investigations. I heard that there was a push on by some people to get fentanyl classified as a weapon of mass destruction. You know, in other words, a drug used by a foreign agent to kill Americans.
Yeah.
And if there's enough evidence, we should do the same thing with this Pfizer vaccine. Because why do people think they talk about big pharma and stuff like that? Well, what about big vaccine? Well, what do they think, that these guys are like free from corruption and that they're pure as the driven snow?
Not
they skipped the first four. They're supposed to do 4. It's a 4-phase clinical trial thing. This is still an experimental vaccine. It's a brand new technology. It messes with your DNA and your RNA.
The problem here, Steve, and I'm going to let you go. The problem is that the pharmaceutical companies are insulated from legal. You can't sue them. They're protected.
Well, The Nazi doctors weren't. They were charged with war crimes for their crap.
I want to be careful with the word Nazi, and I don't.
I don't want to make that comparison. It is what it is.
Well, again, I think greed.
They had mandatory polio and mandatory tuberculosis vaccines, and they killed people that they chose to kill.
That
happened. That happened.
Well, there's a lot of things that have happened, and I just feel like there should be, there won't be, but there should be an investigation. We should try to figure out what happened. But, Steve, I'll let you go. I got one more call I want to fit in before the break. Former WTIC producer Ryan Cosgrove. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Pastor Will. How are you, sir?
Man? How are you?
Not much. I just wanted to call in about the little Project Veritas thing you had brought up. I don't know if you seen Tucker last night, but they showed the ending of the video when the gentleman actually realized what's going on. Yep. And for anybody that wants to say that this was faked or it was staged or whatever, there's not an actor on this earth that could express the narcissism, the pure regret, the amount of care in that guy's reaction, knowing that he just spilled the beans on something that's probably going to put his life at risk. God forbid.
Certainly his career at risk, right?
You know, I've been calling sporadically throughout this whole process. You know, I've said from the beginning, this was a cash grab. Mm-hmm. I think this should just puts the cherry on the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that they changed the definition of vaccines, God willing, that might be cause for concern as far as a legal thing. Mm-hmm. That might open them up to be able to be sued because they're not true vaccines. You know, it's the only real vaccine was the Johnson & Johnson, which you can't get anymore.
Yeah,
so,
which is the only one I got back when it first started. I got the J&J.
Yeah, and that was I advised my father if he was going to get it to get that, and that was the one he got. But
That's why I made the decision. My pharmacist, who I've known for years and who I trust explicitly, he said J&J. So that's what I did.
Yeah, it's all coming to a head, and you know, I hope that people like Rand Paul can really bring this to the forefront and really, really make some ruckus. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and give my 2 cents. And if you haven't seen that reaction of that guy once O'Keefe comes out and starts asking a question, it's pure comedy.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Ryan, great to hear from you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Likewise. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Commercial news back. We'll have a full half hour of calls. Open call Friday. First time caller Friday right here on the Will Marotti Show. WTIC News Talk 1080. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listen to The Will Marotti Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Will Marotti today.
All right, welcome back, 1038. You know, this you know, people discount Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, but I'm telling you, every time, I don't know of one case where they came out with one of these undercover reports that they didn't get it right. Now, whether it gets reported or not, that's a whole other issue. This one won't. You won't see it. It's on the mainstream. But I'll tell you right now, Pfizer is going mental this morning. They're so upset that this has been out for the last couple of days. I guess Rudy brought to our attention yesterday. So maybe it just hit last night. I don't know, or night before. But you got to guarantee this is causing Pfizer some. They're having meetings today, all right? They've been having meetings at Pfizer. I guarantee it. And I wonder what the current disposition of Mr. Jordan Tristan Walker is. He's got to be in a world of trouble. All right, 860-522-9842. All caller Friday, first time caller Friday. If you've ever thought of calling the show before, now's your day. You call, you let Matt know. Matt tells you what's going to happen, puts your name and indicates on my giant computer call screen that you are, in fact, a first time guest. And I, your host, will give you then concierge radio treatment. Let's go to Newington. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about classified documents they found at Trump's house, Pence's house, and Biden's house. what concerns me most is the chain of custody. During my career in the Navy, I had access to classified documents. I had to sign out for them. I had to either view them in the office where they were held, or I had to log where they were going.
How can I help you?
And for how long and what reason I had to have them.
Right.
Now, chain of custody. It seems like there's no chain of custody.
There's no oversight.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
What are you getting, coffee? What are you doing over there, Mike?
Yeah, went to a drive-thru to get a coffee. Anyhow.
Good.
It seems like nobody's keeping track of who's got these documents and
nobody's
where they're going.
Nobody's guarding the hen house, Mike. Come on. Nobody's guarding the hen house. Why is it that for you, and I heard Secretary Mike Pompeo, former Secretary Mike, said the same thing. No, you just can't walk in and grab stuff. There's a process. There's a room you can go. You got to leave your cell phone at the door. There's a special room you go in that you only view the classified documents that have been assigned you. How come isn't that standard for everybody? I mean, it ought to be.
It's sad. If the Republicans have any kind of an investigation on anything, I think one of the first ones should be, why is the chain of custody being broken?
I agree, Mike. I agree.
And one other quick item.
Yeah.
With regard to President Trump, he said he could think about him and just declassify him. Well, that's not true. He can't click his heels or wave a magic wand or think about it. That process has to go through the issuing agency to determine whether or not that document can be classified.
I've heard a different explanation, Mike. I've heard that there was a report that needs to be filled out, but virtually any classified document by any president, at a sitting president, not a former president, but virtually any classified document can be declassified by any sitting president at any time.
Now, it has to go through a process.
There's a report that has to be filled out and submitted, but they can't block it. All they can do is acknowledge receipt of the report.
Yes, they can block it.
Okay. Well, that's what I heard different.
He cannot declassify, under any circumstances, anything related to atomic energy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know what the rule is. I will tell you this. No, I'm not going to tell. I'm going to wait until I've got some news I want to break after the next commercial break. I'll share that then. Let's go back to this Project Veritas video for a moment.
Simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just like something that's dying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
Sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution, okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. It's like Jesus Christ.
So tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow. Everyone's very cautious, like, you know.
Right.
Obviously, don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to put out future mutation.
Right. So did the whole virus mutation thing, like, come from your executive, Sarah?
No. That came from, like, we have, like, chief scientific officers in, like, the other divisions.
In a subsequent meeting, our undercover journalist asked if this type of gain-of-function research is already being studied at Pfizer. But no, as long as it's called directed evolution, Pfizer's in the clear.
What's the goal? for Pfizer of doing that?
So probably what they want to do is like to try to figure out, to some extent, try to figure out like, you know, there's all these new strains of variants that just pop up. Why don't we try to like catch them before they pop up in nature, and we can develop a vaccine prophylactic for like new variants.
Yeah.
So that's why they're thinking like, if you do it controlled in the lab, then you say, oh, this is a new epitope. And so then if it comes out later on, like in the public, we already have a vaccine kind of working on it.
Oh my God. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that the best business model though? Like, just control nature before nature even happens itself, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it works.
What do you mean if it works?
Because like some of the times there were just mutations that pop up, right? That we're not prepared for, like with Delta or Omicron,
right?
And things like that. So who knows? I mean, either way, it's gonna be a cash cow. COVID will probably be a cash cow for us for a while going forward.
Like, yeah.
I obviously like.
Well, I think the whole, you know.
Okay, there you have it. COVID's a cash cow for Pfizer anyway. The way this one employee sees it. Who knows? Who knows how high it goes? How direct it goes? How far? Who knows? But the fact that it's even being discussed. I don't know. 860-522-9842. Very disconcerting to me. Hey, I got some good news for a recent poll that came out. This is Emerson College polling. Shows that for the first time, former President Donald Trump has a 44-41% lead over President Biden in a head-up match. Biden also barely treading water against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Biden leading DeSantis 40-39. Well, what's changed, the article says? Well, it's Democratic support for Biden is decreasing. There's a number of Democrats just are not supporting Biden at this point. The document thing has not helped. Surprise, surprise. Wasn't that you think that was planned? The document thing. I mean, he sat on for 4, 5, 6 years, and all of a sudden, we got classified documents. You think that was an accident? You think that who ordered those lawyers to investigate the documents? Where'd that come from? Right now, I said this from day one, January 7th. This is the Democrats showing Biden the off ramp. They want him out. They don't want him running again. He just wasn't playing along with the game. That was the problem. Among independents, according to the Emerson College poll, President Biden's approval rating. 29%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not good. Not good from the numbers. But again, from now to the next election from 24 is a unit, you know, it's a millennia away. It's a long, long time. Let's go to a quick call and we'll take a break. Let's go to John on a cell phone. John, welcome to the show.
Hello,
John. Go ahead. You're on, sir.
Oh, hi, Pastor Will. I've got something to say. My father was a diplomat in South America during the 70s and the 80s.
Okay.
And when he retired in 85, he was asked to drop all confidential records off for his part of the embassy that he was representing America. And he used to put them in a plastic bag and give them to a Marine guard. And the Marine guard would throw them in an extinguisher that would burn all confidential and unconfidential records at the time. That was the law, and I still believe it's the law. Mm-hmm. Why can't the president drop off records?
I know.
And the unconfidential ones, they could just burn. They'd be gone forever and ever. It wouldn't be a national security crisis.
We're certainly hoping they didn't burn the top secret Kennedy documents. You know,
I didn't say top secret. Top secret is necessary to hold. But if they demand that of the State Department, I didn't say they burnt top secret documents.
Okay.
But if they require that of the State Department, why don't they follow the same rules?
Yeah.
That's simple.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why anybody is carrying out top secret documents. There should be no reason for it. But.
Yeah, and now they're going back to Reagan to check if they have any records. I mean, I think national security is of the utmost importance, and I don't think the president should be above it either.
The president shouldn't be walking out with top secret documents. It doesn't make sense to me, but this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently. John, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And Tony, you're up next. We're going to take calls for the rest of the show, 860-522-9842. When I get back from this break, I have some very important news to share with you. Do not go. Do not miss this. Very important news. Breaking news, in fact. So stay with us. When we get back, we'll have the phone lines open, and we'll share this news right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brian Shackman here for the FanDuel Sportsbook. Man, there are fewer and fewer NFL games, and they mean more and more, and so much fun on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because they're giving all customers a no-sweat same-game parlay. That means you get free bets back if your conference championship same-game parlay doesn't hit. You can do anything from the money line to the point spread to the over-under. You can do all these different prop bets with players. The more legs you have, the more money you win. If you don't like building them, they build them for you. You can choose from them. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Brian1080 to see for yourself why it's America's number one sportsbook. And if you already have an account, just build your own no-sweat same-game parlay today. Make every moment in the NFL playoffs stick. You got to be 21. You have to be present in the state of Connecticut. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. That refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions and terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, 1-888-789-7777. Go to ccpg.org/chat.
Looking for good financial retirement advice? Then be sure to tune in to Money Wisdom with Joel Johnson tomorrow morning at 8:30, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. 860-522-9842. I'd like to see these other open phone lines fill up before we go back to the calls. A couple of things real quick, and then I'm going to give you this breaking news story. IBM reports just yesterday they're going to cut 3,900 jobs. So there's another tech company cutting thousands of employees. That's the absolute schizophrenic economy that we're dealing with. Sure, there's jobs available. What kind of jobs are available? Because these jobs, and these are all high-paying jobs, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Google, in this case IBM, cutting 3,900 jobs. This is just a weird story. Jay Leno, remember Jay Leno got burned in a fire in a garage? He was working on his antique vintage cars, and there was a fire. Well, right after the fire, I mean, apparently some months after the fire, he gets in a motorcycle accident. He broke his collarbone. He's got broken ribs, and he cracked his kneecaps. This guy is like, he has no fear. No fear whatsoever. All right, now, this is a breaking news story. There was a house in Wallingford, Connecticut, and it has been reported thoroughly searched, and they were looking for classified documents. There are no classified documents in this house in Wallingford. And, of course, it's my house. So I just want to report to you, I have no classified documents whatsoever. I do not have any, and I cannot be charged with that accusation. All right, let's go to Hebron and Tony. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, have you seen the all the dead whales washing ashore in New Jersey?
I heard a report about whales washing ashore in New Jersey, but I haven't seen it.
Seven huge whales. And they attribute it to the wind farms off the coast of New Jersey, and they're trying to blame the fishermen who've been fishing for hundreds of years.
Right, right. No, I've heard that same story, and I heard the same problem. It was the wind farms that are causing the problems. Yep.
Well, this is one case these activists may be able to help us.
Well, if they can get to the right people and come up with some proof, you know, they, obviously it's not the fishermen. We've been fishing forever since, you know, Jesus was, you know, with fishermen. I mean, you know, come on. But yeah, I heard the same thing. And the other thing with wind farms, ground-based wind farms, I saw a picture of a bald eagle, literally that was severed in half after hitting a rotor, you know, on a wind generator. So there's tremendous damage to wildlife. And of course, where's the Sierra Club when you need them, right? They should be out there screaming right about it. So, Tony, thank you for the call. They want
to ruin the fishing industry.
Yeah, of course. Blame it on somebody who it's not their fault instead of pointing to the thing that is actually causing the problem. Very typical. Okay. Tony, thank you for your call. Let's see. 860-522-9842. We have time. Donald Trump slams DirecTV for dropping Newsmax. Yeah, DirecTV, parent company AT&T has dropped Newsmax. And, you know, all I can say is if you're a customer, you ought to be screaming about it and calling your provider and demand that Newsmax get puts back on. I mean, why would you drop Newsmax? Why would you have let's see, MSNBC or Newsmax? Who would I drop? Of course, you drop Newsmax and you let MSNBC go on untethered. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. It's frustrating to me. But you know, what do I know? I'm just a lowly pastor. First time caller in the Silver City. Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome to the show. Dan from Meriden, the Silver City. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Pastor? Well, I'm a first-time caller, big listener.
Thank you.
My buddy Zachary from Southington actually put me on to your show.
Cool.
So, you know, I've been listening for a little while. You actually built the New Life Church. I don't live too far from that.
Okay.
And, you know, so.
Love to have you stop by sometimes.
9:00 and 10:45
on Sunday mornings. 9:00, 10:45. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Just everything in the world right now. It's just so crazy with you know, Sleepy Joe in office. You know, Sleepy Joe's got to go. First of all, you know.
Well, the Democrats are pushing him out now with this document thing.
Oh yeah, they gotta expose him. They gotta get rid of him. You know.
He's going. So. He will not make his term. They will get rid of him because of this.
And they're telling they want him to rerun. It's so crazy. I don't know who believes that this is all true. Like who believes him? How do you take his word anymore?
Well, you know, I just read the report. First time, former President Trump is now ahead of Biden in the polls on a head-to-head matchup for the president. So, you know, there might be good news coming. Who knows? So
good. Trump 2024.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of people want that. A lot of people are going to vote for him. Hey, if he's the candidate, I'll vote for him again. Dan, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Do I have time for one more call, Matt? All right, let's go to Ms. Kim. Kim, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Will. Okay, so quickly on the classified documents. Look to the National Archives. What was up with them? They knew that certain things had to be there. I'll bet you got a political appointee, a woke political appointee that it was letting things lax for certain people and thought it could be weaponized against Trump when they had the opportunity. So then the next thing I just want to say, why are we surprised that a globalist company like Pfizer is trying to make huge profits from a bioweapon? Isn't that American ingenuity? We can make money by killing people. Oh, good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not. Greed is a powerful motivator.
Yeah, it's not an American company. It's been a globalist for a long time.
Yeah.
And the last thing I just want to say, because I know we're pressed for time, Twitter. When you look back at Twitter, they didn't call it shadow banning what they were doing. They called it content filtering. They didn't when they wanted you to see nothing but racism.
Right.
We call it amplifying, but they called it subject focusing.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't there something here that they're saying Pfizer is using another word for gain of function, something else they're calling
directed evolution. Kim, great
directed
point.
Evolution.
On that point,
yeah.
I got to let you go. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your call. Guys, great show today. Super call volume. Love you guys. Appreciate it so much. Great job, Matt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.